dengarkanlah lagu ini.
Buang semua bebanmu, jangan bersedih. Ikuti irama dan tuman musik ini. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever. Sama-sama satukan semangat kita. Hilangkan sangka yang memisahkan kita. Tunjukkan pada dunia kita punya cinta. Sekarang saja. One, two, three. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubuy Bulan. This Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubuy Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, this song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubuy Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy!
Bubuy bulan sang red band. There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Aku senang-senang. Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, I believe that you are still you still feel enjoyable, and also I believe that you also would like to do your best today. Yes, whatever you are doing, this must be fulfilled by your own I can say, like, you know, full of spirit or enthusiasm, and this must be based on your willingness, wholehearted willingness. That means that if you are able to do it, this can also bring much goodness for the sake maybe of your targets or even goals that you will achieve this year. Where, regarding, you know, the spirit or enthusiasm that you must have, you must also know about another spirit, or another, I can say, like, you know, someone's wise word. Yes, this is also important to know someone's wise word in order to trigger or maybe to embody yourself. Yes, in this case, I have wise word. This is from Indonesian former first president Soekarno. Yes, he had also, you know, some wise word, and one of his wise word is, if we have a strong desire from our heart, then the entire universe will work together to make it happen. We believe that if you have desire or maybe willingness, when you try to do something or do about your activities, perhaps do about, I mean, little things, that this can also reach step by step about the goal that you want to reach. I mean, I believe that by having spirit, by having willingness from your deepest heart, you are able to materialize about your target.
Cinta ini perlu.
satu hati berdua. Iya, tak tenang. Apa yang kau lakukan meninggalkan diriku? Kembali kekasih, tak bisa, tak bisa aku terima nyatanya. Kamu jauh dariku sendiri.
Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Slamarajansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course the mistaking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy. You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Culture of nation must be preserved. Likewise with the customs in any region that need to be maintained. However, very often today, that the original customs are no longer maintained and have even been developed and modified to suit the taste of the public. indigenous authenticity is slowly fading, so the next generation is no longer familiar with their original customs. The same thing seems to happen with Balis custom in Sika in Nusa Tenggara province. Balis is often translated into dowry given by the groom's family to the bride-to-be. Actually, Balis is more than that. It is a complicated process before the wedding, which is difficult to find nowadays, especially the one which really follows the original custom. Today, Balis has already been developed in accordance with the taste of times. As stated by Albert Nicolosino, a Flores University lecturer who is often called Pak Nico.
Memang Balis yang ada sekarang di daerah-daerah sudah tidak asli lagi. Termasuk di Maumere.
Indeed, Balis in many areas today is no longer original, including in Maumere Sika district, where there are several indigenous territories. According to the original custom, there are differences in terms and also the types. Basically, Balis in Sika is unique and slightly different from other areas. For example, in Nikta and its surroundings, it is different from in Sikalela and Leo and surrounding areas. The same with Nele Koting, which is different from regions in East Maumere, namely Kangai and Tanah Ai, and its surroundings. On this occasion, I would like to concentrate specifically in describing Balis. According to the original custom of Nikta and surrounding areas, Balis is only like a border between the prospective grooms and bride's families.
Is the preliminary process before the wedding. What must be done if a man and a woman decide to form a new family in accordance with the custom of Sika? Following is an explanation by Albert Nicolosino, who is often called Pak or Mr. Nico.
Begini, dahulu kala di mana-mana tersebar kampung-kampung kecil yang terdiri dari kira-kira belasan atau 20-an rumah dan ikatan keluarga serta kekompakan mereka sangat tinggi. Karena pada dasarnya mereka berasal dari
You see, in the past, there were small villages scattered here consisting of roughly 10 to 20 houses. Family ties were tied and they were very close to each other because basically they come from the same ancestry or tribe. If a boy of a tribe, for example, wanted to marry a girl of B tribe, then two envoys from the A tribal family would come to the girl's parents to convey that purpose. Things brought by the two messengers while visiting were betel nut and tobacco put in a buku, which is a container made of woven palm leaves. And inside this buku, they would also put some money. The amount by today's value is approximately 100,000 or 200,000 rupiah. Usually, the young man and the girl had never met, let alone known each other. They might have seen each other from a distance or perhaps only heard stories from people. Regarding the present that they bought, people might wonder why they only brought tobacco and betel nut and a little money. The reason actually is because they were preparing for the worst. If the girl and her parents did not accept it or reject the proposal, then they would go home and did not have to bring back heavy items. The term is Widin Wain Gahar Poar Banona, which means a long feet goat going home right away. But if the girl and her parents accept or approve, the items would be taken into the house. Then usually the girl's family would entertain them and slaughter a chicken. After the meal, the girl's family would ask when the boy's family would come to formally ask their daughter's hand. The term is Maiwa Takta, or coming to give some betel nut.
The wata'a means the process of an engagement formally start. That's when the two large families met for the first time. Budget prepared by the girl's family is quite large because they have to feed many families from both sides, including the representatives of the boy's family. What do they bring for this first meeting? As a custom, they will bring a horse and enough money with them. The representatives of the boy's family usually consist of a few people, but the number must be odd, so that it will be even with the addition of the girl. After eating, the customary forum begins with the girl's family start talking about the Balis with the size of every wo'un or bamboo joints. This is a term used for the dowry that must be prepared by the boy's family. So, the girl's family will explain this in detail, and then they determine when the police is to be presented. The representatives of the boy's side just listen to what is said, and after their return will convey to the boy's family how much the police is and when it must be delivered. When the guests go home, the girl's family gives them a pig, a sack of rice, and a kumbang of milk, and some food, which is regarded as part of the meal they have eaten.
Waktu mereka pulang, biasanya keluarga si gadis memberikan satu ekor babi, satu sarung, satu karung.
When the representatives return to the boy's family, the pig will be slaughtered, and the rice is distributed to all members of the big family with a reminder. Remember, the food being given is a sign that we must get ready, because when the time comes, we should gather to take care of the boys' bellies. In fact, without being reminded, everybody knows what his responsibility is. The same thing happens with the girl's family. They will distribute the tobacco and betel nut, etc., although only a little for all members of the family with a reminder. Remember, we have chewed other people's betel nut, so we have to get ready, because there will be the time when we will have to get together again for the sake of our girl.
That was police, a custom of Sika tribe in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara province.
cat food.
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food?
Listeners, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pinto. The song was composed by Ayah Ubin. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pinto also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pinto. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pinto by Liza Aulia.
Di babah pinto,
love you because it's baby, take a chance, cause I want this.
Here is the news. Acting Head of Statistics Indonesia or BPS, Amalia Adiningrat Widiastanti, has said that Indonesia's gross domestic product or GDP per capita increased to 78.62 million rupiah in 2004 from 75 million rupiah in 2023. According to Amalia, in Jakarta, GDP per capita is an indirect indicator of per capita income and is often used to assess the prosperity of a region. Indonesian Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal has said that Indonesia is continuing to strive to deal with climate change in keeping with President Prabowo Subianto's stance at several international forums. During a working meeting with the House of Representatives at the Parliament Complex, Nurofi conveyed that Indonesia remains committed to taking steps to address climate issues, even though the United States, under Donald Trump's leadership, has withdrawn from the Paris Agreement. That's news.
Dan di dalam batin, tengoklah ke dalam sebelum bicara, singkirkan debu yang masih melekat, singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Menjalani hanya cambuk kecil agar kita sadar adalah dia di atas segalanya. Oh, adalah dia di atas segalanya.